Here with Josh Trevino at the Texas Public Policy Foundation in Austin. Give me your sense of where we are with this. I mean, you have a guy who, in Rick Perry, is every day sort of clicking the knob a little bit more toward running for president. Everybody feels that that's where it's going. That's all the signs point to that. Why do you think his message, as opposed to somebody like a Mitt Romney, as opposed to maybe even somebody like a Michelle Bachmann, who does sound a lot like Rick Perry in a lot of the speeches, why is it he's resonating, whereas someone like Romney isn't? And why would he maybe be a better candidate than somebody like a Bachmann, who, you know, liberal people on the liberal side sure. can't stand her. Sure. They can't stand Perry much better. But I think even with them, he's a little more palatable.
I think what you have to look at really is not just why Rick Perry resonates outside of Texas, but why Texas resonates outside of Texas. When you look at how Texas is doing versus the rest of the nation, it's a pretty compelling story. And those who can claim credit for that, or those who will credibly claim credit for that, are going to be people who are compelling on the national stage. When you look at what's been happening in Texas in the past, not just the past decade, but the past couple of years since the recession started, and it looks like we're going into the second dip of that apparently, the job creation stats alone, roughly half of all American jobs in the past decade created in Texas. And then in the past 5 years, more jobs created in Texas than all of the 49 states combined. And that really is why, for example, a Perry campaign, if there is one, would resonate. Because Texas is, in some ways, the last bastion of the American dream in these very, very difficult times. And I don't want to sound like I'm giving you political rhetoric per se, but these are hard times across the country. You've got unemployment bumping up against highs not really seen since the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. You have sustained misery across the country in places that should be prosperous, places like California, places like New York, Illinois. Right. Texas is doing so much dramatically better than them that I don't think it's an accident that the major contest in 2012 may turn out to be a referendum not just on the existing president, but also on the Texas model.
When we talk about the Texas model, there are good things about it, and people will point out there are bad things about it. I mean, we have a huge number of uninsured people. We have people right now who can't afford their electricity bills because the legislature decided to sit on that money and help balance the budget with that. There are lots of examples you could go through like that. Every place has its issues. Every place has its problems. If you do see a Perry candidacy, if you do see that run for the White House, what are the attacks going to be like from the other side, do you think?
Well, look, nobody claims, least of all us, that Texas is perfect. There's always improvements to be made. There are always areas that that need work. But the bottom line is that if you stack up Texas against pretty much any of the state in the union in the metrics that people are really concerned about in their day-to-day lives, the number one being, do they have a job? Texas does great. Texas does very, very well versus all the other states. And I don't care which one you stack it up against. There's a reason that almost 1,000 Americans every day are moving to Texas and have been for quite some time now. Look, the avenues of attack on Texas are going to be these. If you extrapolate out to a general election and you say that there is a desire to talk down Texas, you're going to hear all sorts of exaggerated stories that Texas is an education failure, that Texas is a healthcare failure, that Texas is an environmental failure. But I think that when you look at the data and when you look at the records, you're going to see that that although, again, Texas, like every other state, does have issues that they need to work on, that it is comparable to or better than the other states in almost every metric.
You mentioned education there. You mentioned the fact that about 1,000 Americans are moving here.
Sure.
All the time we have people coming in to the state. Isn't one of the reasons that so many people are moving here, isn't one of the reasons that we have to import so many high-skilled workers, because we don't have enough people here who live here who are educated to take those jobs, who are trained to take those jobs? People would say, you know, some other states have done really good at training people, but they're not creating the jobs. On the other hand, we have Texas where maybe we're not training people as well we should. So we have to bring those people in, and then the people who are native Texans are taking lower wage jobs. At least they have one, you know, thank goodness. But that's a big factor, isn't it? And shouldn't there be a balance? Why is it these other states can't do a better job of, you know, job creation, we can't do a better job of educating?
Yeah, no, I reject that entire line of reasoning completely. I think it is one of the most spurious criticisms, and I've heard it before, you're not the first, it's one of the most spurious criticisms of Texas imaginable, this idea that native-born Texans are kind of this helot class that aren't fit to work in these wonderful jobs that we're bringing here. You know,
why are they not doing them in bigger numbers then?
Texas. So the unemployment rate in Texas is roughly, and I forget what the exact percentage is, but it's roughly a point below the national average. But when you look at I can look this up for you when we're off air.
Sure.
But if you look at the effect that in-migration has had on Texas, not from Mexico and not from overseas, but in-migration of Americans has had on Texan jobs, the unemployment rate in Texas absent that in-migration would be much lower. You're talking on the order of 2 to 3 points lower than it is. I mean, something close to technical full employment. Texans, it's not backed up by any real data, this idea that Texans aren't taking the new jobs that we have, and the idea that Texans couldn't do the new jobs that we have. People are coming here because the jobs are here, and the jobs are being created here, not because there's this expectation that other people will move to Texas to find the jobs, but because there is a workforce here that can do it, and because the infrastructure is here to do it. And the conditions for creating that atmosphere that's pro-business and pro-jobs, the credit for that is going to be claimed by many people. Probably one of them being Governor Perry if he decides to run. And I think that's a debate that Texans are willing to have.
When it comes down to that debate over jobs, and you do have either a Mitt Romney or a Rick Perry, I think most people expect that it would – and I think you feel this way too. We talked about it off the air that it will come down to either those two guys. If Perry gets in the race, one of them is going to be the nominee. They both have, in the estimation of some – better records as far as either being businessmen or being, a governor who's been in a state where they're creating jobs than President Obama has in his first term, where we've had just an economy that nobody's bragging about, right?
Right, right.
So tell me how you think that debate will play out. And if the economy is to turn around by Election Day, and we're really creating jobs again at, I guess, a rate of 250,000 a month just to keep up with population growth. If we can do that, then does it matter? I mean, does Obama skate through the election? But barring that, is it all about that? And it doesn't even matter who the Republican is. Voters are going to reject Obama based on what's happening in the economy.
Well, difficult to politically prognosticate. What you can do is you can look to history, and you can see two things, I think, that are interrelated. The first is that if you look at the data, the post-war data on economic indicators, we know that the president has a very difficult re-election ahead of him, and that's just the situation that we're in. But the second thing, though, is I think the contention that it doesn't matter who the Republican nominee is, it's probably not necessarily true. Of course, this is the Jerry Jones theory of Dallas Cowboys coaching, right? That it's such a talented team that you can put anybody. Well, Cowboys fans have found out that this is completely false. So I suspect that Republicans will not fall in the same trap.
Josh Trevino, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.